Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
For instance, if you have trouble telling the whole truth, you tend to tell half the truth. Just say, this week I'm going to tell the whole truth and nothing but. I'm not going to imply something that's not true.
A challenge about taming your tongue and telling the truth from Deborah Pagay on Focus on the Family Minute.
Here's an example. I tend to run late for things sometimes, and I'll just come in. Now, in L.A., you know, I would rush in and go, ah, traffic.
Yeah,
now, I didn't say I was in traffic. Yeah. I didn't say I was in traffic. I just said traffic. Half truth. My husband said, listen, the half truth is a whole lie.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. And so you see subtle ways that we can like not tell the truth. And so we all have negative uses of the tongue. So when I started this project, I said, I'm going to look up every negative use of the tongue I can find in the Bible. I'm going to find scriptures for them. And then I'm going to put a challenge out there to refrain from it.
The half truth is a whole lie. You'll hear more wisdom from Deborah at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Oh, The Rest of the Story. It is summertime in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and you are standing just beyond the intersection of Arkansas Avenue and the Boardwalk, right on the beach beside Fortescue's Pier. All around you are sunbathing summer vacationers. Behind you, Fortescue's Beer Garden. The garden is open, yet there are no customers you can see, and you wonder how the establishment can afford to stay open while doing such poor business at the height of the season. Suddenly you hear a shout, a cry for help. The startled sunbathers are now standing, pointing out to sea. About 100 yards offshore, there is a dot bobbing in the water, perhaps someone's head, alternately sinking and breaking the surface. Then the cries stop. The bobbing dot disappears. One of the sunbathers shouts, "Somebody's drowning!" And already a lifeguard has plunged into the waves. Anxious minutes later, the lifeguard returns, bearing the limp body of a teenage boy. A concerned bystander asks if the youngster is dead or unconscious, and panting, the lifeguard responds, "Just help me get him up to Fortescue's." They do. Now the boy is lying on the beer garden patio. The lifeguard is pumping his chest, trying desperately to resuscitate him. Apparently, the valiant effort is in vain. To the murmuring, gathering crowd, the lifeguard demands, "Back away, give him air." One woman is weeping. Someone says, "It's too late." A hush falls over those assembled. Fortescue's proprietor is standing there too, silently shaking his head. But then, so suddenly that the crowd lurches forward as one, the stricken teenager takes an implosive gulp of air. He's alive. As he edges his way toward consciousness, the crowd cheers. The lifeguard's back is slapped 100 times by a dozen joyous onlookers. The rest, perhaps 50 or more, are slapping each other's backs and shaking hands and voicing relief and otherwise behaving as strangers rarely will. Someone heartily offers to buy the hero lifeguard a beer, and soon Fortescue's is submerged in a laughing, imbibing midday revelry. Well, guess what? It was all a setup. The drowning boy was a gimmick to draw customers into Fortescue's beer garden. The lifeguard, an employee of Fortescue's. So was the boy, of course, an ambitious teenager who thus earned $10 a week plus all the food he could eat as a professional drowner. Weather permitting, he was required to drown as many as 12 times a day, 7 days a week. Indeed, during one particularly sunny two-week period, he drowned 168 times, each time to lure a new crowd of potential customers into Fortescue's. It's maybe not all that hard to imagine that same young fellow became a comic actor one day. Indeed, Atlantic City's incredible sinking man, William Claude Dukenfield, became screen legend W.C. Fields. Yet in defending his fondness for booze, Bill Fields sometimes said that he'd swallowed enough water before he was 20 to last him a lifetime. And you know what he meant. Because now, you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Beely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Today I have San Luis Obispo Clerk Recorder candidate Vanessa Rosso in the studio, along with Becky Hallett. She is the vice president of the Atascadero Republicans Women's Association. We do have a text message. Please ask Vanessa if she feels that the 2020 election was stolen from Trump. This is a multi-question. I'm going to ask one at a time. Do you believe the election was stolen from Trump?
I do not know if the election was stolen or not. I have no opinion on it because the fact is on that election, it was simply to say I vote local. So the rhetoric that goes around the election process is not something I breathe into. So people can say I have this paper that's from the Democratic Party stating that I'm a radical rhetoric mega world. No, I'm sorry. I'm a Reagan girl. I'm a California girl, born and raised. And I support my local government as well as the federal government. Yes, I voted for Trump because he's a businessman. And so I voted also for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. And I also voted for Trump and Bush. So, you know, when it comes to election fraud and all the rhetoric that's coming up, we have some unprecedented times because of COVID. COVID is what changed our election cycle to mail-in ballots. So obviously a lot of chaos and confusion came that way. I don't have an opinion on what the people say about, oh, are you a Trump, MAGA, or whatever that is. It's no, I'm just a small business owner, a paralegal, a mom, a local citizen who votes for my business and my local. That's how I vote.
The next question. Why does she trust more electronics in our voting system, e-poll book, that we already do not trust? There is no proof that e-poll books prove your identity. They are not allowing us to audit it, just like they refuse to allow us to audit the Dominion source code that flips votes.
So electronic poll books are not a new process, and obviously it can be connected to a geographical information system. It's to say that this does not connect any part of the outcome of the election other than the people who come in to vote. Now, people are receiving multiple ballots in the mail, and people are receiving the opportunity to vote if they're, people would say, illegal immigrants, and people who are undocumented are voting. All right, let's put this to the test. Let's say we have an electronic poll book. It simply just puts your current signature on file in this book and matches it instantly as you would do as you sign a ballot on an envelope, and it verifies you instantly. It marks you off as voting. So this is already used up and down California, and I don't think anybody has raised big eyebrows at it in other counties. Our county is behind the times, in my opinion. I think the electronic poll book will streamline efficiency, as well as being connected through the geographical information system. I think will give it the highest integrity for the community. I think it's time to move forward with the facts that we have to have somebody with transparency, integrity, and trust that can represent this office, and that's what I bring. if there is any shenanigans that go on with any of these electronic devices, I will definitely be the first one to call that out and make sure that it's clean and it's legitimate and it's trusted.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. In regard to the signature, my understanding is from what you're saying that will take human eyes off of verifying signatures then?
Well, let me give you this. So according to Elena Cano's office, these are FBI trained signature. This is what I've been told through this process. They're FBI trained signatures. I set out to do my signatures in lieu, and I got over 300. I got over 500 signatures. 100 and something came back saying, no, they don't qualify. Well, that's kind of odd, you know, because I verified that everybody was a San Luis Obispo voter. Now, one thing to be aware of, when we talk about a signature, okay, your signature changes over time, right? So here's my proposal. I'd like to implement a signature card that's going to go into when you get your voter packet that's going to tell you about all the candidates, the candidate packet, I'd like to implement a perforated card that will indeed, you can sign your current signature and mail back to the county recorder's office that comes out of that book, self-addressed postcard back to the county clerk recorder's office. That way we can update your signature on file from your ballot. Sorry.
Yeah, but for a question, though, for example, when you vote at the polling place, they don't have to verify your signature.
Yes.
Will they have to verify with e-poll books, or is that no verification, correct?
The e-poll book verifies your signature.
Okay. Yeah. So it actually takes that one process in the county clerk recorder's office where they're flattening the papers and they're pulling IDs. What do they see it on a screen or how are they looking at those signatures? And it's humans eyeing and verifying whether a signature is legit or not. So this polling book will take away that one issue.
Correct.
So in other words, more hands touching that ballot. Or actually, it's the envelope, right, that they're using to verify
correct.
The
signature? It will make it quick, because that's the big problem. They really pushed having everybody mail in ballots, and where it's taking forever to find out, and a lot more human error can go into it.
Yeah.
But when you vote at the polls or the e-book, it takes the doing the signatures, which makes things quicker and we'll know who won faster.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to streamline this whole conversation because it feels like we have so many details. So what I wanted to streamline is the fact that when you go into a vote center, you will be identified on an electronic poll book that will verify your signature, verify your address and your date of birth.
Okay.
And then it will mark you off that you have voted electronically because it records with the county recorder's office with the geographical information system. Then you are printed a ballot with your district's information voter, okay? When you get your voter guide in the mail, you will have an opportunity to update your signature because it will have, that voter guide is going to have a perforated postcard that's going to allow you to verify your address and your signature at the same time. Most of us did get a postcard in the mail right now, but that just verifies your address,
right?
Not your signature, okay? So once that comes back to the county recorder's office, then we can implement it and update your signature. Now, I will not want mail-in ballots. I will want absentee ballots. So that means we are directly sending you a ballot if you request it, and we'll make sure that that's brought back or mailed back to us because you requested it, and we're going to follow up and make sure that your ballot comes back.
And that's a federal, that's going to have to be, right now they have to do mail-ins required. And it depends what goes on with Congress and what laws are changed, what's going to be available.
No, it's available. What I'm proposing is available. It's in every county except our county. It's all up and down California. So this is the legitimate way of running a vote center. And it can be implemented immediately. Even for this election, it can actually be implemented. But just to give insight that what we want to do is streamline the voting process to where less hands touch the ballot no hands touch the ballots, matter of fact, and that gets back to the county clerk recorder's office, and that's where they're tabulated, and then they're counted, and we have to do make sure that everything is represented there at the county's office instead of at the precincts.
And one of the other things that I'd like to know, there was a lawsuit about more people voting in L.A. This is probably about 6-7 years ago. More people voting in L.A. that were legally allowed to. And at the time, I knew Republican and Democratic attorneys, and the Democrats really thought it was a hokey lawsuit that had no chance. And in the end, it absolutely, the state of California acquiesced that you were correct. There were a lot of ballots that shouldn't have been done. There were a lot of people voting that some had died. There were more people voting than were actually able to vote. And that the clerk recorders are required now by an agreement with the state of California to clean up the voter rolls. Meanwhile, I am talking to people who get 3 ballots some years. Mm-hmm. What will you do a better job of cleaning up the rolls?
Indeed, that's what the electronic poll book does. It verifies your one address. That's it. So once you come in to vote, you don't get a mail-in ballot in the mail. Okay, all you're going to get in the mail is you're going to get your signature book, your candidate book, okay? And that's it. You're not going to get a mail-in ballot unless you request it. The fact is you're going to be able to walk into any precinct and vote your ballot the day of the election. It'll be tabulated on the tabulation machine just as we walk through. This is a lawful way. Vote centers are very streamlined because the fact is it produces the opportunity for the voter to come in and vote in person. Now, just to say, I'm a mom. I live, let's just say I live in Morro Bay and I have to head over to Paso Robles for the day and I'm out shopping. I can actually vote in Paso Robles. I can just drop into any vote center and make it in my schedule and go in and vote my vote. Okay? So you don't have to schedule your life around, or I don't have to go before work or after work. You can go to any vote center and vote your ballot. It makes it easier. It makes it streamlined. And it gives everybody the equal access. Now, let me talk about this real quick. It used to be that you can walk into your precinct and you can go ahead and people will know you. Hey, Rebecca, it's good to see you. Welcome back. Glad you're voting. Well, Rebecca, you know that's not the case anymore because you have a story to share with us about the what's happened in Shandon and in Creston and how this worked out. So let's play that out real quick. Tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, for 10 years, the Atascadero, or I should just say all of the Republican Federated organizations and clubs in San Luis Obispo County were allowed to participate in the Adopt-A-Poll program, where we volunteered to do the various jobs required in a precinct to help voters feel comfortable in casting their vote. And so we did that for 10 years, and we applied, and I believe it was in 2023 that we applied again. Under the Atascadero Republican Women Federated Club to adopt a poll, and we were denied that application under the current county clerk's office. And the reason was because of our political affiliation, and the excuse was that they didn't want any biased political influence. And we had never been cited for any wrongdoing. We go there totally unbiased, just as volunteers, to serve our community and get involved in the process. So, of course, we didn't allow that to stop us. We went ahead and decided we would, and we were offered by the Tea Party to apply under their name, which we did. And the reason that we were accepted is because we cited in a letter to the county clerk recorder that the League of Women Voters had been accepted to adopt a poll. And her comment was, well, they're not affiliated with any political party. So the Tea Party isn't either. Not, you know, they're not really affiliated one way or the other. So she, I shouldn't say she, I will say the county clerk recorder's office really had no choice except to accept our application. However, our precinct was completely changed, our polling place, I should say. So we were placed somewhere in the middle of Atascadero, up on a hill, just terrible lighting. The building was probably 100 years old. The lighting was so bad that they had to bring in clip-on lights for the voters, for each of the booths that were there, so that the voter could actually see their ballot to vote. I felt at that time that we were, as my personal opinion, that it felt like some kind of punishment, and we actually had to make a claim that, you know, we were responsible. Adults said that we were not biased in our volunteering to work at the polls. So it was an attempt to disenfranchise us. Well, the following year, oh, by the way, our roster at this polling place, we had two precincts in this place. The roster was at least 90% Tipleton residents. Imagine them having to come all the way from Templeton to the middle of Atascadero, somewhere up behind the hill in a very obscure place. We had 12 people come in to vote that day, the whole day. That was it. So talk about disenfranchising voters. That was just blatant right in front of us.
We're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and we will be back with more with Vanessa and Becky.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages tumbling and finishing at session lows as Iran de-escalation hopes are fading and rising oil prices are driving inflation worries. U.S. oil prices were over $94 a barrel, while Brent crude, the international benchmark, climbed to around $108. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower. Tech was the worst performer, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has entered into correction territory, while energy gained. And the price of Bitcoin dipping below $69,000 on Middle East uncertainty. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks were mostly lower, led by Meta and Nvidia. The Dow winners, Chevron, Salesforce, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Nvidia. The Dow falling 469 points, the NASDAQ lower by 522, S&P 500 down 115. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775. 238 KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vili, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today I have Vanessa Rosso. She is running one of three candidates running for the Slow County Clerk Recorder's Office. I also have Becky Hallett. She is the Vice President of the Atascadero Republican Women's Association. And Becky, what you're saying is, and I've heard this before, is that most of the people allowed to work the precincts ended up being one party, Democrats, and Republicans weren't able to very often. Do you believe that there's a that Elena Kano has a political agenda?
Based on my experience, I would have to say yes. She is definitely politically biased. And one of our members of our club, I'm not going to mention her name. I'll let her. I was hoping she'd call in. But she has letters from Elena that I know she has kept, and I believe she has shared. So I have just, you know, been told by some expert people that this is possibly a civil rights violation, definitely discrimination, although she doesn't come right out and say that to us. But we have applied again. For the last 2 years, I have never been contacted, although I have applied to serve, and I've never been contacted one way or the other by, thank you, I've gotten your application, and we're completely filled, so, but thank you for wanting to participate. Nothing, absolutely crickets. So I feel like, you know, we are being discriminated against because of our affiliation with the Republican Party. So it's completely unfair, and I understand also that they've been lacking volunteers, and so why wouldn't you reach out to people who have had more than 10 years experience working at the polling places and precincts? Why wouldn't you reach out to them? There's many of us. And it's not just the Atascadero Club. It's all of the Republican Federated in San Luis Obispo County. And I believe that was stated in one of her letters to the member of our club.
And I do notice, even with the media, I can call and I every other clerk report quarter, I could say, can you give me the amount of ballots you've gotten in? And they usually respond back within an hour or so and give me the ballots. With me, she says, I'll get to that in a few days. And then she's given the numbers to the Tribune right away. And they're able to call and get current numbers. But I'm getting three-day-old numbers because she's waiting to give them to me. And it's clear. Because if KSPY and the Tribune can get the current numbers, why can't I? So I do see some different treatment depending who's calling her.
Yes. And just one other thing. So the precinct and the particular year that we were voting, I believe it was 2023, the polling place that she placed us there were two precincts in that polling location. And actually, there was space at the Elks Club, where that's where we always had our precinct. And that's where we adopted the poll. So there was room there, and it was not so much for us as working down there for the county, but for the voters of Templeton, it would have been so much easier for them to go to the Elks Club at the north end of Atascadero rather than have to work their way into Atascadero. So you tell me.
And the other thing is, you look at the people in the North County, in the rural areas, they a lot believed, and it's a very Republican area. For example, Santa Margarita, people went to that polling place, and it was also the polling place, the post office, are places where the community gets together, and you run into people that you know. So you go to the polling place, and it's closed, and you go to the other side, and then the Crescent thing. Yes. There was, like I was saying, it was really hard for people to get to vote. And then there were people in Templeton that had to drive up toward Paso Robles. There was no rhyme or reason.
No, they were scattered all over the place. And many of the electorate, we heard so many complaints at headquarters about being disenfranchised and so confused that a lot of people didn't vote.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask the guests today? And you really got a lot of sound going on.
I do.
Now,
it sounds like the radio show was on my phone, so I unplugged my phone from the car.
That's much better.
Okay, thank you. Well, I just want to comment on the... anyway, I've been a poll worker for many years, and I noticed that there's a lot of D's next to people's names, like whoever the workers are, and only one R. And I think mistakenly they put two of us together, two R's together, you know, because I could tell she's on the same page. And also the inspectors and the gal that was talking about not having people to work and very inexperienced workers. We had an inspector that opened all the boxes, that did everything incorrectly, and the inspectors are also telling the public it doesn't matter which ballot you vote with, precinct or mail, and they're the same. So they were, the inspectors who kind of go to one persuasion, they're telling the voters we're trying to do the right thing, incorrect information. So I definitely think our county is biased. And that's why I work at each election.
That's really great to hear, because you're exactly right. I was indeed disenfranchised as well. I actually registered to work a poll for, and I was approved as a precinct worker. And I got the notice, I'm going to work the Napomo precinct. And a few weeks later, I get this letter in the mail. I'm sorry, Mrs. Rosso, you cannot work a precinct because our office policy says because you're a candidate, you cannot work the election. Now, here's the deal. I wasn't even on the ballot, okay? And this is the special election. And so this office policy, I mean, even Greg Graywall, he says he was written a letter as well about the closures and says, our office policy, I'd really like to see this policy book because it's indeed disenfranchises the voters as well as the people who would like to volunteer. And indeed, what you were saying about the ballots all being put, I did indeed go to the inspector training as well as the precinct training, and just to participate, and I was actually just served as a poll worker. So I went and observed all the different South County election precincts. So what I observed is exactly what you just said, that they were not aware of how to process a ballot that was brought in by the person hand carried in. They brought in their envelope separate from their ballot. They said, oh, they want you to vote in the envelope. Put your ballot back into the envelope and drop it into this box. Well, they wanted a provisional ballot. So yeah. here's what I'm doing to eliminate all of this, because these vote centers, here's what people were asking about the electronic poll book, okay? This is what an electronic poll book does. It's a system that contains electronic registered voters, just like the paper book, okay? We have a paper book. Yeah. Now let's make it electronic. It's an electronic poll book. It contains this information: your name, address, your district precinct, your party preference, your voter status, and whether or not the vote has been issued by a mail-in ballot, and whether or not the mail-in ballot has been recorded and accepted at the elections office. Okay, that's what an electronic poll book does. So the fact is, whether or not voter identification must be verified. Now listen, right now we know that voter ID is a hot topic. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just go with it. Let's just say this is going to become the law. Boom. There it is. The law. And the county clerk recorder's office is governed by law. And the only way we determine law is by the vote, right? So we have to be mindful that whatever the outcome is of voter ID or not voter ID, it's not about the party you represent. It's about what the law states. Okay, so let's all come together and agree that we need to streamline the election process. This is my proposal for everyone. Listen, you can walk into any precinct day of, vote your ballot day of. Okay, that's the biggest thing. Go in and vote the day of. You have plenty of precincts to vote at. You can go to any precinct to vote. Your vote will be registered on the electronic poll book. Your ballot will not touch anybody else's hand, and it will be counted at the county clerk recorder's office, and you will be marked off. Get your mail-in ballots done early and get them back to the office. If we don't receive it, then we're going to reach out to you. Hey, what's going on? And we'll follow up. Hey.
Okay, I thought with some of my other meetings I've been to that we were supposed to try to fill out not our mail-in ballot, but go day of and fill out a precinct ballot.
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay,
you can go vote in person on a ballot that's going to be printed. Your precinct ballot will be printed at any precinct. That's the beauty of this, because you can do day of ballot, hand ballot, paper ballot.
With the e-poll book.
The e-poll book, yes.
Okay.
At the vote center.
So you don't have to go to your precinct? I thought you had to do a provisional.
But right now we do.
That's
right
what
now
I'm saying.
We do.
Yes.
She's saying if she's elected, she will change to the e-poll book.
Yes.
And, okay, one other thing, because I did go to your talk at the Republican headquarters. Is there a way we could try to get rid of the voted-in ballots, or have you already talked about this? Or is that statewide?
Mail-in ballots is federally controlled.
Well, actually, it's to say that we can legally go back. We can legally do the mail-in ballots, but they're called absentee ballots, and they're requested. And you can also do the electronic poll book with the vote center. It's all legal. So just to say, you can just request the ballot through the mail if you need to. No excuse, mail-in ballot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absentee ballot, excuse me. Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I have a couple questions here, and first one. To clarify, is Vanessa saying the e-poll books are available prior to mail-in ballots being sent out? I thought the e-poll books are only present at the precincts on election day.
That is correct. So when you send in a mail-in ballot, it will mark off that you voted by mail-in ballot, and that will be registered. It's an ongoing system that's connected to the county clerk recorder's office. So when your mail-in ballot comes back to the precinct office or to the county clerk recorder's office, it's going to be marked off immediately. So that's what happens. It's a constant update of the vote process, whether it's a absentee ballot, a mail-in ballot, and then when you go to the precinct to vote. That's when you can also have your ballot marked off as well.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hi, Karen. Hey, I just wanted to confirm that there might be a slight misstatement there regarding the e-poll books and the June 2nd. you had mentioned that if she's elected, if Vanessa's elected, that she would bring in the e-poll books. Well, I have reports that actually Elena Kano has already implemented them for this June 2nd election. So I just wanted to send that out there and clarify.
Great, because I think it's the best thing for the county. And if it is implemented, it would be an amazing added for the county, because I think this is going to expedite the county's recording office as well as the We'll see, and you guys will be understanding why I've been pushing this since the beginning of my campaign. And when I first mentioned it, Elena Kano said, well, it's not new. Her ideas aren't new. And is it really what the county wants? She was questioning it.
Right.
But since I've been championing it.
Are you saying that the e-poll votes are going to, let's just clarify for everybody.
Okay.
They walk into a precinct.
I've got to put you on hold. We're going to have a break. Okay. A word from our sponsors.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Bealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And I wanted to know, you were asking a question. Can you state it again?
Well, I just wanted her to clarify how the poll books actually work. I know there's QR codes involved and things like that. And so
someone had texted earlier that there was a, why would she trust another machine? And I know that her answer is always about it, that it does not include the voter's ballot, but it's still another piece of equipment that cannot be audited. But anyways, if I could move on from that, because I know you have a limited time, and I want to push back on these voting centers. Voting centers are not the way to go. And here's why. We're already dealing with disenfranchisement with a lot of these rural poll places, you know, rural voters, and you've got these poll places that, you know, suddenly they've decided to close them down, or, you know, oh, you're going to have to travel from Templeton into South Atascadero. Poll places, voting centers are centralizing the vote. They're less physical locations to vote. We like to be have poll places that are closer to us, especially for those that struggle, elderly people that struggle to get, you know, travel to these locations, or handicapped, and you know, and you're wanting them to go to a polling center, or a centralized voting center instead of their local neighborhood. That has been four decades in the United States. So all of this push to so-called streamline, we didn't have to go the route of the way we are now. Since COVID, we all know that that was the plan to take over our elections. It's definitely not been streamlined. So the streamlined way to do it would be go to back to the way it was prior to COVID. And I say vote like it's 1999, which is when we all went to polls, had our precincts votes counted that night, and didn't deal with all these mail-in ballots. So I know she's going to talk about the law. Doesn't mean we have to like the law, and we don't have to sit by and just sit back and say, well, it's the law, and hide behind that. So anyway, I'm going to push back on those things.
I like that. I like that you did bring that to our attention, because the fact is our county has grown exponentially. And I wanted to just give the opportunity to say anybody who cannot...
With a lot of illegal aliens, might I add.
So well, it's just to give insight. It's just to give insight what we're going to...
You're coming and you're starting to scratch. I'm going to let her answer that with taking you off the air.
Okay, so just to give insight for the people who want to understand, the vote center, it doesn't have to necessarily be limiting the areas that we can have the vote centers. And people who are in disability mode or have any type of reasons for not making it to the poll, you can absolutely apply for an absentee ballot. That is your, that's your right. Coming to the poll is vote in person that day. And I will make sure that we have enough vote centers set up to where we're not taking away from your ability to drive near your house. I think it makes it streamlined and easy, because the fact is you have a paper ballot, you are signing your electronic signature, and then you are vote, and then you're on your way. And also the actual, the machines that already are for people with disabilities already have the ability to pull up any precinct in that machine as well. All you have to do is enter the code and it will pull up that precinct's ballot. So just to say, we already have those machines in place. So those have been here since the implement of that machine, the ICX machine.
I'm going to read a text and then take a call. The text is, I will bet $100 billion that if you match the list of women vipers, blatantly partisan, most of them are all poll watchers.
I'm going to be having a...
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
How are you folks today? Great program.
Thank you.
I would like to say, ma'am, thank you very much for running. Everything you've had to say, I very much appreciate. And the woman you're running against, Elena, is literally, in my lifetime, the most incompetent clerk recorder I've ever seen here. It's really overwhelming what she has done since she's been there. My concerns are this, ma'am, that, like you mentioned, people like Bruce Gibson and Rita Neal, I'm very concerned with. These are the folks, in my opinion, that are going to try to impede someone quality like yourself from getting in there. How do you feel about Rita Neal in our county manager?
Rita Neal's retired.
Oh, my.
I did not realize that. We have Jonathan Salabert as the new, he's been clerk recorder now, I think, for about probably a year or two. But Redden Hill is no longer working in the county.
Well, the one
I'm
thing,
glad to hear that.
The one thing to understand about the vote itself, and, you know, the county clerk recorder's office has hired a public information officer. So they're trying to paint this picture like the way that I think that would sugarcoat everything that's happened
in the
past.
I'm going to let her finish with you off the air because we've got a lot of scratchiness coming in.
So
go ahead.
The county clerk recorder currently has a public information officer that's kind of painting this nice picture of how the county office, and they're really keeping us updated on how the vote process is and what we should be looking at as citizens getting ready to vote in the election. Listen, I think they're doing a remarkable job of putting their best face forward. But let's say this, you can't erase the past. And those of us who have been in this county, who have been disenfranchised, who have been just not willing to represent the county in a public forum because of the way that the county has been handled in the county clerk recorder's office. So the fact is, what we need to know is there needs to be change in government straight across the board. I mean, it's time for change. Let's bring in people who are with integrity, with accuracy, with leadership. I bring that to the table for the county of San Luis Obispo County. If there is anything that has been talked about, that has been a issue, I will make sure that is addressed lawfully and with integrity and with accuracy. So you will know all the answers of what has been talked about in a way that has disenfranchised our voters in the community.
And we have another text message. It says, I'd like to identify precinct ballots as never being folded.
I agree, because the precinct ballot needs to be presented. When you go into a precinct and this electronic poll book will print your ballot on a paper, you will take it to the voting booth, you will cast your vote, and then you will return it directly to the, like you did before, you slipped it in a manila envelope and then you slid it inside the little voting box. That's how we're going to do it. Paper ballot, same day, put into the poll box, brought back to the county clerk recorder's office, opened under surveillance, and counted that night. That's how I'd like to do it. You want a mail-in ballot, you go ahead and send in your request, you will get a mail-in ballot.
And is there any final thoughts, other things that you would like to bring up while you're here today? We have about 5 minutes.
All right. Well, first of all, San Luis Obispo County, I want you to understand, I'm here to represent you. I have been listening to the county and listening to the people of the community. Elena Cano is saying that she wants to implement these electronic poll books and the vote centers. I have been championing that since the beginning. I've listened to many in the community. We want hand-counted ballots. We want same-day results. All right, listen, we want that too, but we have to go by the law. This is my way of working with the law. When I first said electronic poll books and vote centers, Elena Cano said, well, we don't know if the county of San Luis Obispo wants that. Well, the fact is, I've listened. I've given them the information and people have agreed. This sounds like the best way. And we're not the first ones to implement this. This is all up and down California. We are the last to implement something that has been streamlined. And I guarantee you, if there's anything that leaves us questioning in the voting process, I will bring that to fruition and make sure that it works and that we are represented truth, accuracy, and with integrity. I appreciate your vote. I'm Vanessa Rosa for County Clerk Recorder. You feel free to call me on my cell phone. My personal number is 805-709-0624. Bring it on. I'm here to represent you guys. I wish you guys the best. I look forward to seeing any of you. If you wish to support my campaign, you know I appreciate all the candidates who are out there campaigning. Support them. We need your support. Whether you're the Tea Party, the Beach Party, let's have a party. Let's quiet down and everyone just get out and vote and let your voice be heard that way. Thank you.
And I do agree that right now people are wanting a non-political clerk recorder's office. That is one of the comments that I get from people that contact me.
And what I think, just like I said, I don't represent the left wing or the right wing. I represent the whole bird. Thank you, Billy Graham.
And thank you for listening. And thank you for coming on the show.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.